One of the most striking things about your career is that you began as a stand-up in the Northern Working Men's Club circuit during the 1970s. What sort of grounding was this in preparing you for a life in comedy?
It was tough, but when it worked, it was really good. They really liked you. When it was bad, they really didn't like you and would literally throw stones. I had things thrown at me. Money once was they were playing cards, and I mean, I came on to an audience that were just playing cards. They were not interested in the entertainment. And then I got some booze. Then I got some flicks of cards thrown at me. And then I got money thrown at me. I mean, just coppers, nothing. And then I got off. So, and then I was told that I was very lucky because the last comic they had from Yorkshire lasted 2 minutes. So that was, you know, quite good. But that's all I knew. That's the only live entertainment I knew. So it was Leeds. And I, although there were theatres in Leeds, I had no connection with them. So the only light entertainment that I had was the clubs which I used to go to with my family. So I began in what you used to do. You used to begin in a pub talent show, and mine was called the Highbury, which is in Leeds. And what they used to do, pubs used to do midweek talent shows, and it would just get people in to a pub midweek. They'd pay £5 if you won or something. So that's how I started. I hated being myself on stage, and I always have. And it came up recently. Somebody said, could you do it in your own voice? I said, no, I don't do that. I'm not that sort of performer. So what I used to do, my first thing I used to come out with was dressed as Hilda Baker. So I had this big, big fur coat, and I made some pearl necklace with ping pong balls. It's huge ping pong balls around my neck, which looked quite good, actually. And then a terrible wig. And she was quite well known as this lady in those days. She had her own TV show and stuff. And so I used to come out as her and go, ooh, it's lovely to be here. How are y'all? You used to do my jokes, you see. Oh, yes, you used to do my jokes. Ooh, I can't stay much longer. What time is it now? Ooh, I must get a little hand put on my watch. And that was the big catchphrase. So then the wig would come off, the pearls would come off, and then I'd take the big fur coat off. And underneath the fur coat was a raincoat, and then I get a berry, and suddenly I'd be Michael Crawford doing the Mike Frank Spencer. So I didn't speak as myself for about the first 6 minutes of the show because I just couldn't do it. I don't know why. I'm better now. I'm a lot better now at doing that. But I was only 16 and I just couldn't face talking to anybody as myself. So I was always sort of hidden behind these characters. Then Hilda Baker went, you know, she disappeared from television screens, and then I just came on with the berry and the Macintosh.
That was a bit like Ronnie Barker.
I think that I'm much more of a comic actor like him than a comedian. I've learnt to be a comedian, but it doesn't come naturally to me, and I struggle. I've always struggled being myself, and what I do is an act. You know, I've got a talent, and I give my talent to the audience, whether they like it or not, whatever. Whereas actually, the comedians I work with now, they put themselves on stage. You know, they really put their life on the stage. They tell stories of their life. They tell stories about splitting up, or the, you know, jobs they've done, or the journeys they've been on, or stories, you know. And I've never, ever done that. It's just not what I do. And if you want my opinion, I'm probably personally happier for it, because what you see with comedians is, because they are putting themselves on stage and telling their story in their way about their life, if the audience don't like them, the audience don't find it funny. They take it really personally. And I think that's why a lot of comedians go into sort of emotionally dark places. Whereas what I do, I'm what the clubs used to call a turn. I'm a turn. which means I've got, I'm like a juggler or I'm like a magician. I've got a skill and I present it to the audience, but I've never ever put myself on stage and I don't like the idea of doing that. Still don't.